Welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 3. To recap, positive mitzvah number 1 is to believe Hashem exists. Mitzvah number 2 is to believe Hashem is one. Today's mitzvah number 3 is the mitzvah to love Hashem. The Torah says, "Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha," which means you should love Hashem with your entire heart, with your entire soul, and with all of your strength and possessions. That's the mitzvah of the Torah, to love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? It's not just an emotion. The Chafetz Chaim explains that there are two ways to fulfill this mitzvah of loving Hashem. The first way to fulfill this mitzvah is you love Hashem by understanding Hashem, by studying His creations, by studying His Torah, and coming to recognize God through His work and His Torah. When one comes to understand Hashem, one can come to love Hashem. For example, someone can do this by studying science. Someone can study the sun, the moon, the skies, the solar system, and understand how complex the system is. The more one studies it, the more one understands how amazing Hashem's creations are. We can come to better understand Hashem, and that in turn will lead one to love Hashem more. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Ki eresh shamecha ma'ase etzbeotecha," when I look up to the skies, the work of your creation, the reaction, the feeling that I have is, "Ma'enosh ki tiskerenu," what am I? I'm nothing. I'm so humbled. A person can go to the beach and look at the ocean, and when they look at the vast ocean, and they come to understand that I could only see a small amount, you know, as the eye can see, a small snippet. But even that, I only see the surface. I don't see what's beneath. I don't see what's beyond the horizon. I don't see what's to the east and what's to the west. Understand how vast Hashem's creations are. We come to recognize, the more we study Him and understand Him, the more we can recognize Hashem's greatness, and we can come to love Him. So that's the first way to fulfill the mitzvah. The second way to fulfill this mitzvah is by speaking about Hashem, or speaking about His Torah. I'll give you an example. I know a guy who recently got into Bitcoin and started investing. Anytime I see him, no matter where he is, what he's doing, any time of day, the only thing he wants to speak about is Bitcoin. Why? Because he loves it. When someone loves something, that's all they could think about, and that's all they want to talk about. Similarly, I know someone who recently got involved with collecting basketball cards. It's not something that I'm particularly interested in, but when I see him, it's something that we end up talking about. Why? When you're thinking about something and you love something, what you do is you speak about it. You speak about it to everyone around you. You don't hold back. You want to share it with everyone. You want to share it with the world. And that's how the Chafetz Chaim says you could fulfill the mitzvah of loving Hashem. How do you love Hashem? By speaking to others about Hashem, by teaching others the Torah, by speaking about Hashem's creations and how great they are to others. So this is the third mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 3, to love Hashem. How do we fulfill this mitzvah? In two ways. Number 1, by understanding Hashem, by recognizing His creations, by studying His Torah. That leads us to love Him. And number 2, by speaking about Him, His creations, and His Torah to others.